Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh may never have achieved its enviable title of America's most livable city without the early environmental efforts of Mayor David L. Lawrence. Born in 1889, young Davy developed a strong work ethic and a love for his hometown while growing up in Pittsburgh's Golden Triangle. Lawrence couldn't afford college, so he took a job as a clerk for a powerful Pittsburgh attorney. Socializing with high-ranking local politicians early in his career, Lawrence soon gained recognition within the Democratic Party. By 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt appointed Lawrence the U.S. Collector of Internal Revenue for Western Pennsylvania, and a year later, he became the chairman of the state's Democratic Party. Over the next decade, Lawrence amassed substantial political clout and in 1945 was elected mayor of Pittsburgh. During World War II, Pittsburgh was the keystone of the arsenal of democracy. The riverbanks were lined with factories and mills that ran 24/7 during the war years and contributed to the city's reputation as one of the most polluted cities in the country. The rivers were dirty, the air was unhealthy, and many businesses threatened to leave the region. But Mayor Lawrence aimed to revive his beloved city, forming partnerships with powerful members of the city's corporate community, including Richard King Mellon, the chairman of Mellon Bank. In 1946, Mellon, a strong Republican, and Lawrence, a die-hard Democrat, set their political differences aside and committed themselves to redeveloping and revitalizing the city. With leadership from the Allegheny Conference on Community Development, the unique public-private partnership brought extraordinary changes and cleaned up the city's skyline. Lawrence's accomplishments in his unprecedented 13 years as mayor helped Pittsburgh become a model of urban renewal.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.